Okay, go ahead and find a comfortable place to sit, recline and relax. And when you're in that comfortable position, I want you to allow your eyes to close. Close those eyes down now, because most people can relax much better with their eyes closed. And with your eyes comfortably closed, you become less distracted by things outside of yourself. So just let those eyes close down now. Because I want you to begin to pay close attention to your breathing. I want you to pay close attention right now to your breathing. And really begin to notice exactly what it feels like every single time you breathe in. And each time you breathe out. Notice the rising and falling of your chest. The expansion and contraction of those muscles. Perhaps you can notice the change in tension of any material you may be wearing as your chest fills as you inhale. You might begin to notice how the air is cooler when it enters your nose or mouth, and warmer as it leaves. When you breathe in the air, it feels cooler when you breathe out. Your own body has warmed that air up. In a moment, I want you to begin to count your breaths, but just to yourself, in your mind, counting each one of those breaths, either as you breathe in or as you breathe out. It doesn't matter. I'm going to keep talking to you as you begin to count those breaths, but I want you to just pay full attention to your counting. So take another deep breath now, and as you exhale that breath out, allow yourself to let go of the worries and concerns of the day so far, and then begin to count to yourself right now. Begin to count right now, counting each one of those breaths just to yourself. Counting either as you inhale or as you exhale. And if you become distracted and forget the number, that's all right, just bring your attention back and resume counting. If you don't remember where you were when you forgot, you can start where you thought you were, or you can just start all over again at number one and just keep counting. As I talk to you, just pay attention to counting those breaths. As you count and I talk, there may come a time when it's just not important enough to keep counting anymore. And when you allow that time to happen, you can just relax even more. So as you count, I'm going to talk to you about some experiences you might have, and I'll suggest various experiences to you. As I talk, you might find yourself responding fully or partially. You might respond quickly, or with some delay. You might respond today. You might find that you respond tomorrow in ways that are beneficial to you. You might respond predictably. You may even surprise yourself. I don't know exactly how you'll respond. How could I know that? But I hope you'll allow yourself responding in ways that are helpful for you to overcome any challenge placed before you, overcoming any anxious moments, any emotional moments, perhaps any need for absolute perfection in any way, overcoming fear and stress, while at the same time increasing your level of calmness, relaxation, self-esteem, generally feeling more comfortable within yourself, within your own efforts. And as you continue to relax, just allowing yourself to drift down even deeper, you can relax completely throughout every fiber of your being, just relaxing physically, emotionally, mentally, even spiritually, as you relax so completely in this fashion, concentrating your mind, listening to the words that I speak, allowing each suggestion to absorb, to take complete and thorough effect, to help you deeply, automatically, on both the conscious and the subconscious levels of mind activity. And you can extend these principles of relaxation and concentration with you now. You can extend them into every experience of your everyday life, so that in all situations, in every circumstance in which you find yourself, whether alone or with others, you can relax. You can concentrate that mind automatically, no matter what you're doing. You find that more and more, day by day, you relax and concentrate your mind. If you're doing something for fun or relaxation, you relax and enjoy it even more than before. You concentrate that mind casually, comfortably, to get even more out of whatever it was you're doing. If you're doing something that involves work, perhaps a serious project or an activity, you relax. You apply yourself even more thoroughly, more efficiently, more effectively. You concentrate and perhaps even do a much better job than before. And so every day, in every situation, all circumstances in which you find yourself, you can relax. You can concentrate more and more. And as you relax and concentrate, you can evaluate everything thoroughly and completely, reaching decisions easily, quickly, readily. Acting efficiently and effectively, you build your self-confidence, your self-reliance, your self-acceptance, and your self-esteem, becoming a stronger individual now, becoming self-sufficient. And as this occurs, you feel more relaxed, more capable of greater concentration within yourself, all the time just drifting down into even more relaxation. And as you become more relaxed, you're more capable of greater concentration, evaluating things even more thoroughly and completely than ever before, reaching decisions easily, readily, efficiently, effectively, continually building that self-confidence, self-reliance, self-acceptance, and self-esteem, growing stronger and more capable all day, every day, in all situations. And as you relax and concentrate and improve yourself day by day, I wonder if you may be one of those people who feel that they can't settle for anything less than perfection. Perhaps even that you may as well not even try something if you can't do it perfectly. Many people make themselves miserable by striving to be superior, to be the best, to be first, or to be perfect. They become enslaved, striving for the mistaken goal of perfection, superiority. They mistakenly believe that the only thing worth being in life is a star, above all other people, first, the best, perfect. That belief brings misery. Expecting perfection from yourself and others, it leads to disappointment, it leads to stress, anxiety, and depression, because we're all human. We're all imperfect. When we have a goal of perfection in any way, we will just automatically feel inadequate because we can't reach such a goal. I think, however, that you can be pleasantly relieved when you begin to change that goal from perfection to being competent, to making a contribution. Life can feel so much more enjoyable, so much more rewarding, when our goal is simply to do things well, and to just keep gradually improving. So I want you to appreciate, to really appreciate the value, the benefit of accepting yourself as imperfect, but always in the process of growing, in the process of gradually learning, getting better and better. Now, the natural process of change is generally a process of taking a series of steps. We roll over. We learn to crawl before we learn to walk or run or ride a bicycle. We learn addition before we progress to multiplication or even algebra. The natural order of things is gradual growth, a process of improvement. We don't have to be perfect, and most certainly not overnight. We change by gradually walking up a series of steps. No one can leap up a whole staircase. We're human. It's unrealistic to expect ourselves to be superhuman. And different people make progress in different ways. So I'd like to suggest that from now on you be patient with yourself, because you are unique. You have your own unique process of growth and understanding. And I'd like you to simply enjoy, to really enjoy every small improvement, every small change. Experience those changes fully. Take credit for the improvement and the gains that you make. I'd like you to appreciate how you make changes, to not become impatient with how fast those changes take place. And as you accept the goal of being competent, making a contribution, instead of being perfect or superior, your relationships with people will become ultimately more gratifying, more harmonious. People who strive to be the best, who strive to be superior to others, come to view the world as an unpleasant, competitive, dog-eat-dog jungle. Other people dislike them. But when your goal is to be better than others, you are forever competing, continually insecure, because it's impossible to measure who's the best. But you can free yourself. You can free yourself from the tyranny of trying to be better than others. And it can be so gratifying, so refreshing, to simply having the goal of making a contribution to other people. When you simply strive to improve, to make a contribution in life, people around become friends, allies, instead of threatening competitors. We begin to feel a fraternity, a bond with people. So the goal is now cooperation, not competition. Cooperation. And if your unconscious mind is willing to change, your inner goal towards growing, improving, and making a contribution, instead of perfectionism and competitiveness, you will surely begin to progress, to be free of the burden of trying to be the best, trying to be perfect, It's so much easier, so much more satisfying, so natural to accept yourself as human. And in the process of improving and growing, no need to compete with anyone else. There's no way to measure who's the best anyway. And I wonder if you'll feel surprised at how attracted you will now become, how enthusiastic you will now become about the goal of cooperating, working together, making a connection and a contribution instead of trying to be perfect. I wonder how, or if you'll notice, how spontaneously, how automatically, you can simply find yourself cooperating with people, thinking in terms of making that contribution, and it will feel like such a relief, like being reintroduced as a member of the human family, because your unconscious mind has altered this inward basic goal. You will find that all this will occur so easily, without having to overthink anything. You can celebrate your humanness, your humanity, and enjoy having the courage to be imperfect, because we've all made mistakes. We all have. And I'm positive that you can recall a time when you made a mistake. When you made a mistake that taught you something. Even though it may have been unpleasant, you can recall making a mistake that you learned something valuable from. Can you not? And as you allow yourself to recall that memory, I want you to now begin to appreciate the fact that without having made mistakes like that one, you would have never learned to progress. You wouldn't have progressed. As a kid, did you ever touch that hot light bulb or a hot surface even when you were told not to touch it? Did you get a shock? Did something burn you? Did something make you jump? Many of us have had an experience like that where we learned something important, even though it was at the time an unpleasant jolt to the system. It's because you had that jolt, that surprise, that pain of a burn, perhaps, that you learned to be cautious. Your imperfect mistakes have in fact been perfect opportunities for a wealth of learning. A wealth of learnings that have formed an indispensable foundation to build upon. So don't be mistaken about mistakes. The more unpleasant it is, the more pleasant will be your learning. And yet so many people are afraid to try, for fear they'll make a mistake. They're afraid to try, for fear of making mistakes. And when they do make a mistake, they try to cover it up, because of a fear of what people will think of them. Perhaps thinking that they're weak or stupid people. But I want you to appreciate the fact that mistakes are not only tolerable, some are actually desirable, because that's how we learn. We learn through making mistakes. Have you ever been around someone who was afraid? Afraid to admit when they had made a mistake? That person becomes very tense, very defensive, perhaps projecting a wall of anger so nobody finds out what they've done. They find it hard to grow, hard to move on, hard to improve, because they're continually defending themselves. What I'd like you to consider is the benefit of having the courage to be imperfect. I wonder if you've had the experience, I certainly have, of finding that when you see people make an error or a mistake, that you can actually feel relieved. Relieved to see that they're just human. They're human too. I think you'll agree that most people feel more willing to have a relationship with someone who seems human, rather than perfect. If someone does criticize you for making an honest mistake, it's probably because they are insecure themselves. And I wonder if you might even find it an interesting growth experience to perhaps tell some colleagues or friends or even family about some mistakes you've made. Or perhaps mistakes that you currently make, instead of trying to hide or cover them up. In fact, wouldn't it be fascinating as a way of giving you practice, allowing yourself to be human, to be imperfect? If your unconscious mind were to arrange for you to make some minor mistakes every now and again. And while your unconscious mind may take a kind of pleasure in letting you be human, I don't know at first if it might make you feel a little nervous, or if it will, in some strange sort of way, seem more fun, almost amusing, to find that you can make an occasional silly mistake. Or maybe it will just give you the feeling of welcome to humanity. But deep inside, you can begin to get to that feeling that it really is all right to be human, to make mistakes, so that you can then learn and grow more rapidly and more successfully. And you can grow day by day by doing what you enjoy doing, rather than what other people think you ought to do in life. Of course, it would be nice if other people approved of everything you did all the time, but it's not necessary. It's not necessary for your own happiness for you to be loved and approved by everyone for everything you do. You know what it is that makes you feel happy. You know what it is that makes your life feel enjoyable. And this is what you should be doing. As each day passes, you'll allow yourself to become increasingly competent as you try to better your own performance. Do things because they bring you pleasure and rewards, and give up the notion of trying to be thoroughly competent and perfect, adequate and achieving. Try instead to do rather than to do perfectly. You can now accept failures as undesirable, but not dreadful, because you're a worthwhile, valuable person. You're a worthwhile, valuable person because you exist as a human being. Not because of how well you do something. You're worthwhile in and of yourself, quite apart from any performances. So day by day, you'll now find it easier to accept that you're a fallible human being. You're likely to make mistakes, and you'll be able to learn from those mistakes, to become increasingly successful as a result, because you can accept that as a human being, you're fallible. We all are. And as a human being, being fallible, you'll find it completely unnecessary to blame yourself. Self-blame is completely unhelpful, it's destructive. When conditions are not as you'd like them to be, you will be able, wherever possible, to change those conditions for the better. And when, for the moment, things cannot be changed, you'll be able to accept them calmly, realizing that stress, pressure, fear, anger, anxiety, and frustration are simply making you feel miserable for nothing. It would be nice if things were going the way you want them to, but if they're not, It's not terrible, it's not horrible, it's not catastrophic. You'll be able to accept the situation and determinedly work to improve upon it. Becoming more and more successful in feeding yourself positive thoughts. Accepting more and more strongly that you're responsible for your own emotions. You decide whether to feel happy or miserable. It's not those external events that make you feel happy or sad. It's the attitude you take to these events. Any misery is caused by irrational thinking. Those negative words that you speak to yourself. Gradually you'll find less and less need to worry about any future problems, any dangers, many of which may be quite imaginary. You'll be able to determine the real dangers about the things you may have feared, to see what the probabilities are of their actually occurring. Most of the things we worry about never happen, so we often make ourselves feel miserable for nothing. And day by day now, you'll find yourself becoming more and more successful in overcoming such pointless worry. You now become increasingly able to face up to the challenges, the difficulties, the responsibilities of life, to determine for yourself what the truly necessary activities of life are, and no matter how unpleasant they may be, you'll be able to perform them promptly, unrebelliously, and as you do so, you will feel an ever-growing sense of happiness, accomplishment. As the irrationalities of the past begin to influence your life less and less, you will reject more strongly the idea that the past is all important, because it's not. You will realize very powerfully that just because something once strongly affected you, there is no reason why it should continue to do so indefinitely. You are now a different person. A different person now to the one that you were then. That person in the past. And now you can successfully cope with things which may have previously upset you in the past. With ever-increasing frequency, you'll be able to accept people and things as they are, seeing that compromise and reasonable solutions are necessary. You're able to give up the notion that it's catastrophic if perfect solutions to life problems aren't found. And as each day passes, you'll find yourself making definite attempts to become vitally absorbed in some persons or things outside of yourself. To make our lives truly happy, truly rewarding and fulfilling, we need a purpose. And you can now find that you're able to discover that purpose for yourself. So now it's time to simply awaken you. I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. When I get to 1, you can open those eyes and return to here and now, this moment. You'll become wide awake, alert, feeling great inside. You'll continue to allow the release of the past version of yourself safely and quietly in the background. The release of those old responses will process gradually at a speed that's right for you, and you'll notice the difference every day. Beginning to make those small changes within every chance you get. So get ready to return here and now, this moment, the present, becoming wide awake and alert, looking forward to your adventure ahead as I begin to count with 5, slowly becoming aware of the sensations returning within you. 4, feeling that energy pulsing through your body once again. 3, from the top of your head, moving down to the tips of your toes, just feeling good inside, waking up a little bit more. two, breathing in refreshing energy filling your body, and one, wide awake eyes open, take a nice deep breath. Welcome back.